It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, March 30th, 2020. Today we are remembering Jethro Tull, a name famous now as a British rock band formed at Blackpool in Lancashire in 1967. Initially playing blues rock and jazz fusion, the band later developed their sound to incorporate elements of hard rock and folk to forge a progressive rock signature. The band is led by Ian Anderson and has featured a revolving door of star performers over the years. The group first achieved commercial success in 1969 with the folk-tinged electric blues album Stand Up, which reached number one in the UK, and they toured regularly both in the United States and Britain. After an excursion into electronic rock in the early to mid-1980s, the band won its sole Grammy Award with the 1987 album Crest of a Knave. Jethro Tull has sold an estimated 60 million albums worldwide, with 11 gold and 5 platinum albums among them. The group has been described by Rolling Stone as one of the most commercially successful and eccentric progressive rock bands ever. Today also happens to be the baptismal day of the band's namesake, the English agricultural pioneer Jethro Tull, who was born in 1674 in Berkshire. Not exactly a name that leaps from the pages of history today, apart from the rock band. The original Jethro Tull helped to bring about the British agricultural revolution by perfecting a horse-drawn seed drill in 1700 that economically sowed seeds in neat rows, and later he would develop a horse-drawn hoe. His methods were adopted by many great landowners and helped to provide the basis for modern agriculture. Originally, he trained for the legal profession, but soon after his call to the bar, he became ill with a lung disorder and traveled to Europe in search of a cure. Tull carefully compared the agriculture of France and Italy with that of his own country and noted everything that supported his own views and discoveries. Influenced by the early Age of Enlightenment, he is considered to be one of the early proponents of a scientific approach to farming. Before the introduction of his seed drill, the common practice was to plant seeds by broadcasting, that is, throwing them evenly across the ground by hand on prepared soil, and then lightly harrowing that same soil to bury the seeds to the correct depth. His book on agriculture also influenced cotton planting in the Southern American colonies. His system taught that to ensure a sufficient number of plants, one did not need just to increase the quantity of seed, but to plant the seed at regular distances. Jethro Tull died on February 21, 1741, at his Berkshire farm, and is buried in the churchyard at St. Bartholomew's, Lower Basildon, where he had been baptized 67 years earlier. So, how did it happen that the name of an obscure 18th-century agriculturalist was chosen to identify an avant-garde musical group 200 years later? Simple, really. One of the group's early business managers was also a history buff, and he just liked the sound of it. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 30th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.